The latest jobs report out this morning from the Labor Department is defying economists' expectations. In June, the U.S. added 850,000 jobs as businesses continue a hiring surge to keep up with a rapid economic recovery. President Biden spoke about the jobs report this morning at the White House.
This is historic progress, pulling our economy out of the worst crisis in 100 years, driven in part by our dramatic progress in vaccinating our nation and beating back the pandemic, as well as other elements of the American Rescue Plan.
For more now, we're joined by Mike Regan, senior editor for Bloomberg News. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jane.
Well, break this down for us. Where did people find jobs in June, and what industries saw the biggest gains?
Well, the big standout was the leisure and hospitality category that saw a big gain of 343,000 jobs in June. And this is a group that includes bars and restaurants and all sorts of arts and entertainment and recreation employment. So it's not too surprising to see this bounce back as more restrictions are lifted. But still, it's good to see that recovery continuing strongly, Jane, because that is a really big employer in this country.
Well, despite these gains, last month, both the unemployment rate and the number of people who are unemployed, 9.5 million, held pretty steady. So help us understand the discrepancy there.
So there's one really interesting phenomenon that's going on. And, you know, we tend to think of unemployed people as people who were laid off or fired. And that is the bulk of this group. But these days, this group also includes a lot of people who simply quit their job voluntarily. And there's a variety of reasons for that. Some were working at home during the pandemic and now they're being asked to return and they just don't want to. And for others, it has to do with not having the childcare to be able to return. And for some, it's just they sort of changed their priorities during the pandemic. So that number does include a lot of people who actually quit, as well as people who have been laid off.
Well, many employers, as you know, have been struggling to bring workers back as the economy reopens. Do these numbers reflect the easing of that hiring squeeze?
I think they really do signal that it's easing up a little bit, especially in that leisure and hospitality group I was talking about. That was one of the groups that was obviously at the center of job losses during the pandemic. And now as the reopening is going on, they're leading the gains as well.
Let me ask you about wages, Mike, because they went up about 0.3% in June. Put that into perspective. It doesn't sound like much.
Right. So that's the month over month rate. It's much higher on a year over year basis. But it's what economists call a really noisy number because it's jumped around all over the place during the pandemic and afterwards during the reopening because of the sort of the composition of jobs that were lost and then brought back. So I'm not sure it's quite normalized yet to give us a real sort of sense on what the trends are for wage growth. But one thing I'd point out is year over year, it's almost 4% in wage growth. But the cost of living measured by the CPI index was up 5% in May. So we need some better wage growth if the CPI index is going to continue to rise that much.
Well, Mike Regan, senior editor for Bloomberg News, thanks for putting it into perspective for us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Jane.